Hi, I'm Zarek. I'm a graduated pilot, and we're not going to pick any bones about that. Been here about a year and a half ago. This is my lovely wife, Hannah. If you want more, we're in the directory. You could find us. It's easy. Talking a lot about joy, I want to start this off with some scripture to maintain that spirit of grounded, gospel-centered word. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him, and seated with him in the heavenly place with Jesus Christ, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man may boast. Starting with a scripture, telling a quick story, and then giving some encouragement. So, forgiveness and faith when life isn't fair is really hard. Let's talk about fairness, though. What is fairness? Fairness is the things that kind of make sense. It's a general idea that if a cop pulls you over and you're going like 3 over, he's probably going to let you go. If he wrote you a ticket, everyone's going to probably think that's kind of unfair, right? If you're watching the OU game and the ref calls a horse collar in and it's completely unnecessary, everyone in the crowd's like, that's not real. You cheated him out of 10 yards. I don't like this. Everyone has a general sense of what fairness is. So there I was, 2014, my graduation party. Hanging out, a young man talking to a lovely family of musical homeschoolers who I just adored, a lot of cute daughters. I was very focused at the time. And as I'm chatting, none of them were into me. As I'm chatting with them, my cousin comes up behind me. He says, hey, I'm just going to let you know real quick. The EMTs are on the way. Your mom's overdosed. And I said, okay, got it. Not loud enough for anyone else at the table to hear, of course. We continue our chatting, and eventually the EMTs show up, and they make a decent amount of ruckus. I don't know if you've ever been there when the squad shows up. It's enough ruckus to get your attention. And, of course, the family at this table is like, oh, my gosh, what's happening? I was like, don't worry. That's just my mom. I could take another hour, 2 hours almost, and tell you the unfair things that I've lived because of the choices my mother made. I could tell you about my murdered brother, I could tell you about my abused sister, I could tell you about a lot of things, and it wouldn't be anything more than just to show sometimes life's a little unfair. And that might seem like I'm being a bit cynical about it, and I'm not. Because in that moment, and the season that came after that, going out into the world as my own person, I had to make a choice. Because I could have probably fairly been resentful about the behaviors she chose to follow, the habits she pursued. No one would say, yeah, Zarek, it's kind of unfair of you to not answer your mom's phone calls when she calls and wants to talk for an hour about only her things and then doesn't ask you a lick of what's going on. I could have done that, and people would have said, you know, that's actually probably not unfair of you. She's wronged you pretty deeply. It's a parent's job, functionally, to care for their children. But she didn't. She didn't raise me. She subjected me to some very challenging emotions, and I had a choice to either stay with what the world would have done and not been really called out for it, or choose to set aside my pride and say, no, this isn't about me. This is about doing what's right. As a recipient of the gift of grace, how can I not present that grace to her? Of course, that sounds very easy on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night or in a Bible study or as a high doctrine taught from a pulpit, but it's hard when you're asked personally to give grace in a relationship when they're being incredibly unfair to you. I chose as much and as often as I could, which not necessarily easy, to give her grace, which meant the hour-long phone calls when she asks me zero questions, except to, hey, are you still flying the F-16? Spoilers, I just graduated. I've been in the Air Force 11 years. I've never flown an F-16 in my life. I have never been anywhere close to that. But no, Mom, I'm not doing that. But that turned into a relationship fed by grace, which enabled me to be a safe place, a place she could go where she knew she would be trusted. That led to 11 p.m. phone calls where she's having a panic attack and she doesn't know how to get out of it. Again, is this something where I could have said, nope, this is my line. I'm not a counselor. I don't know how to handle this. I said, I'm just going to talk. I'm going to love. I'm going to be here and see what I can do. Some of those times, it would be her husband who calls and says, hi, like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, I can't even get her out of this. And I said, that's fine. You know why? I know how to get her out of this. I said, Mom, I'm going to pray over you because you and I both know the power of prayer. Some of these were moments of, Tristan, I can't do it anymore. I can't. I can't take the pain I'm in. I can't take the grief for my lost child. I can't take any of the emotional burden I'm under. And I would press into the Lord and pray over her and say, I don't care, because you have to stay. You have to stay for the family that loves you, who adores you, who are here to support you. You have to stay for your babies, and you have to stay and meet your grandbabies. In April of 2023, I called her on the 25th for her birthday. I said, hey, Mom, sang her the song. This is a distinct song. If I ever sing it on your birthday, you'll know. And she talked to me for a while. She said, Tristan, I think I'm going to be okay. If anyone's ever been through any amount of counseling, training, or any crisis, you're like, I don't know if I think I'm going to be okay is the words I want to hear from someone who has been suicidal chronically over decades. Okay, what does that mean? She said, I think it's going to be okay. And if it wasn't for the peace that came over me from the Lord in that moment, I probably would have been like, okay, well, we're going to stay on the phone for a while, and I'm going to call somebody else. But there was a great peace that settled over me, an understanding of what she meant. And 3 days later, she was moved into hospice, and 3 days after that, she passed and left me with a lot more complicated emotions, but one of them was not regret. Because I did what I could to give the grace that I had been given, because I'm unfair to people. I am 100% unfair to people. And who am I to stand in the way of God's grace in other people's lives? So my encouragement for you is that as you go forward, I hope to goodness, one, none of you have any situations as dramatic as this to deal with, but regardless of when life is unfair to you, when people are unfair to you, that you understand that grace is food to relationships mired in trespass and sin. That the love the Lord has given to us is meant to go to people. Maybe it's a cop when he pulls you over, right? Or maybe it's someone who's cheated you, someone who has wronged you, and they don't deserve your forgiveness. And people will think, if you don't forgive them, that's pretty fair. Like, they wronged you. But what the light we carry with us on a daily basis is it is the light of God's grace to instead forgive in those moments. And it is very distinct when other people see it in your life and they say, how can you forgive that? And it's like, it's not on me. It is by no means that I can boast the ability to forgive heinous acts. It is only through God's grace that we do this. So remember, when life isn't fair, God's grace serves you every day. Thank you.